It's Taking the Lead with Ray Gustafson. WSJM.
8:11 on Thursday, March 7, 2019. Welcome to the show. And because it's Thursday, it's time for The Wow Factor with Danielle Crevier from St. Joe today. How are you? Good morning.
Good morning, Ray.
Your smile is just always, it brightens up the room.
Oh, thank you.
even if that weird hat that you're wearing. No, wait a minute. I'm just kidding.
It's keeping me warm.
Is that what it is?
It is.
Yeah, exactly. So, well, we had, that was fun. Saturday at the Live Mannequins.
Yeah,
downtown.
March Mannequins was great. We were very
March
excited.
Yeah. it was a good crowd. The weather held out nice. Yeah. As long as you bundled up and kept moving. And I found myself getting a little bit chilly if I stood there for a little while and stared at them. But the crowds were good. It was certainly a fun time and glad that we were able to put that together or that you were able to get that together.
Yeah.
I didn't see you down there, though.
I know.
You must have been running all
moving
over the place.
Moving around. Yeah, just always on the go.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
I saw a lot of people. That's what's really cool about events like this, Danielle, is because it's, I guess we could call it the, let's say, I'm going to make up a name for it. We'll call it the Great Southwest Michigan Get Together.
Okay, yeah.
I mean, because you think about it, I ran into so many people that I knew down there and got into multiple conversations with people because not only does it bring people downtown, but it really does bring people together.
That's what we love about it. The community all comes out to not only support the local businesses, but to also see all your friends and gather up again. And we're just really excited. We're always looking for new ways to bring people out, especially in the wintertime. So we're very happy with what happened. And congratulations to Lazy Ballerina, who was our best in show for the People's Choice. And then Oh My Darlings with Paws of Hope was runner-up. And then The Natural Gem and Hope Bossy were actually our third place honorable mention.
We were talking before we went on the air, of course, about the Lazy Ballerina with Lindsay. She used to be Lindsay Kay, who worked here. She's just recently married. So Lindsay LaValle now. And that was her sister there, I believe, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
And then who was in the table? If you didn't get a chance to see it, by the way, there's pictures all over.
Yes, you've got them on Facebook now. So they're all up. It was Turkey Tom. So it's actually Tom, one of the guys who works at the winery.
Mm-hmm.
He's a fun time.
It was when I first stepped up to it, I'm like, okay, he's holding a knife.
Yeah.
What are they doing here?
But he really trusts them.
Well, apparently, and then they had to be in the showcase there in the window in the storefront for what, hour and a half?
Hour and
Is that
half,
what it
yeah.
was? And he held an apple in his mouth for I think just about the entire time.
Yep.
I stood there for probably 10 minutes or so and tried to badger him a little bit because that's what I do. But he didn't have to. I think he had to spit it out real quick and swallow a little bit. I think the saliva was building.
Yeah, it's fun to see them. They try to hold the same pose just as much as possible, as long as possible. But it's fun to go. If you make another loop, sometimes they do move, and the window comes to a different scene, which is kind of cool to see as well.
Yeah,
that
was awesome. And who is the lady with the bike and had the dog in the basket?
Oh, Diana from
Diana.
Forever Books. Yep,
yeah.
And that's Poppy. Yep.
That's Poppy. I was surprised because I walked by that one a couple of different times, and the dog just sat there, and every time you'd step up, you'd see the tail wagging a little bit, and it would move and look at you, but I was impressed that the dog sat there in that basket on the back of the bike for like an hour and a half.
Poppy's a good boy. They do story time with Poppy, actually, at Forever Books, so you can see him many occasions over there.
So, obviously, did you have a vote? Did you have the opportunity to vote on any of this, or was it the People's Choice, basically?
We did this year just the People's Choice, so what we do with that is you can go to stjoeday.com/vote and then you can vote for your favorite window. All of them are listed up there. We usually try to leave it up till the following day at about 11:59 just to give people a chance. And then we tally them all up on Monday.
Do you? I have to admit, I like the Lazy Ballerina.
Yeah.
I think that was the deserves to win. Did you have, other than that one, did you have a favorite that you liked?
Yeah, I really liked the Moxie's window, actually.
Yes.
Dale King Enterprises, Deb Saylor did that one. She did a great job recreating a snowflake ball in 1981, so that was kind of cool. And that's one of the ones that a couple of times they switched. So it's nice on the models, to not have to stand completely still the whole time. So they move for a second, and then they stand still again.
And just to recap, and I know we've had stories, and you've talked talked about it with Pat in the past.
Yeah.
Is the event, the March Mannequins, then, mm-hmm. It was usually, and it had been for quite a few years, around Christmas time. And the reason that it got moved to March was what you said earlier, just to try to bring people downtown.
Yeah, to bring people downtown. It was kind of a, we asked the merchants, you know, how does this work for you? A majority of them actually said we'd like that weekend in December. It's a big weekend,
sure.
You know, for holiday shopping. Of course, it's getting close to Christmas. And they really wanted something in March. There was kind of something in that March-April zone that was lacking. So we thought this would be great. You know, live mannequins had kind of grown. Mm-hmm. You know, it was kind of really crowded and hard to, you know, move around and see things.
So In December.
So I think moving it to March really helped. There was quite the crowd, but it was manageable and you could actually get up to the windows and see. So we were very, very excited and pleasantly surprised with the turnout.
That's what I noticed in December. I mean, I went down for, of course, Light Up Bluff and everything that takes place. But you're right. The crowds in December, which I don't want to complain about having a lot of people,
exactly.
Don't get me wrong, but it did make it difficult to be able to get up and see things. You were, you know, sometimes three or four people deep in order to see something. And if you wanted to stand there and view it for a few minutes, it made it a little bit on the difficult side to do that. So I'm glad that you made that decision to do this. There was still a good crowd, don't get me wrong, but it gave everybody an opportunity to actually get up close and see
things.
Yeah,
there's just a little bit more breathing room this time. So
And of course, we hope it'll grow as well every year for the March Mannequins. All right, well, I don't want to take up all the time talking and recapping the weekend. So what are we talking about today?
Let me give you a quick peek of what's happening this weekend, and then we'll dive real quick into barbecue. But kicking things off tonight, we've got the Family Fun Night Mardi Gras reveal at the Silver Beach Carousel. That's from 4 to 8:30. And then the Livery has their Community Pint Night featuring or benefiting the Children's Advocacy Center from 5 to 8. Heading into tomorrow, we've got live music at Tapestry Brewing. We've got live music at the Livery on Friday night as well as Saturday night, I believe. We've got Krazzle Art Center's actually kicking off the Coastline Children's Festival with their opening night. It's a costume party at Krazzle from 6 to 8:30. Yeah.
Yep.
And throughout the whole weekend, and actually I believe through mid-March, there's quite a few screenings at the Krazzle Art Center and the Box Factory. It's a really cool program if you've never seen it. I encourage you to check out Coastline Children's Film Festival. We've got live music at Infusco actually happening in Sawyer from 4 to 6 on Friday as well. And then on Saturday, we've got Lego Bingo for Build Your Way Around Town. Yeah, so it's free and open to the public. You can actually access it from the back door of Curious Kids Museum, so you don't have to pay the admission for bingo. But it's from 1 to 2:30, and I believe there's 4 bingo games that start every half hour starting at 1 p.m. Bigby Coffee is actually having a St. Patty's Day Shamrocks coffee and canvas on Saturday night. The Box Factory is hosting their elementary art exhibition from 12 to 2. So it's an opening show that's going to run through March 23rd. It's featuring lots of local elementary students and their artwork. And then we've got some more screenings from the Coastline Children's Film Festival at Krazzle Art Center and the Box Factory on Saturday as well. And the YMCA of Southwest Michigan is hosting a kids' night out on Saturday night. Heading right into Sunday, we've got Brushes and Brownies, which I believe is actually now sold out, but head out to Curious Kids Museum and actually the JLN studio and see all the cool events that they've got coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And the Blossom Time pageant is actually happening, or Mr. Blossom Time in the Showcase of Queens, I'm sorry, is happening on Sunday.
Yeah.
And then we've got a Family Fun Day. So those are returning to Round Barn Winery and Winery out in Baroda. So we're excited for that. That means warmer weather is happening or coming soon. And then moving right into Monday, we've got a sneak peek of what's coming up this week. This next week, we've got Miss Blossom Time pageant at 7 p.m. On Monday, March 11th. And then on Wednesday, March 13th, the Heritage Museum is actually hosting a Taste Your Way Through History, the 1900s. From 6 to 7:30, you can have a four-course tasting, replicating what was served at the Benton Harbor High School football banquet in 1908. So, we were trying to figure out what they would serve.
They came in and talked with me. We interviewed for the program I do at 5:30 called Got Something to Say.
Yep.
So it's great. So the big thing, though, we've got the 7th Annual Barbecue Blues and Bluegrass coming up, right?
We do. That's Saturday, May 18th, so just a little bit in the future for you. But tickets are on sale this week. They just started going on sale on Monday, so that's why we're here to talk about real quick. We just want to remind everyone that tickets are $20 in advance and 25 day of. We have sold out in previous years, so we just encourage you to purchase them ahead of time. But kids under 8 are actually free. So
Very nice. Very nice.
And we're very excited for the lineup this year. Our headliner is going to be JD McPherson. He's got some rhythm and blues, rock and roll. He's based out of Oklahoma, so mm-hmm. we're very excited to have that. We've got Tamika Jones, who is the queen of Austin soul.
Nice.
Yeah, she's going to bring some R&B and soul. She's from Austin, Texas. And then Che Apaleche is Latin grass. So that's a new one for us. They're a Buenos Aires-based band, and they've got members actually from Argentina, Mexico, and the United States.
Very cool. So we're really excited
about that one. We've got two more bands. We've got Nora Jane Struthers and the Party Line. They're Roots in Americana from Nashville, Tennessee. And the Special Consensus, they're actually a Grammy-nominated band doing acoustic bluegrass, and they're based out of Chicago. They've been around for quite some time. I believe they were formed about 40 years ago by Greg Cahill and been going ever since.
So dates of the event?
Dates of the event. So we've got Saturday, May 18th. It's going to be from noon to 8. We're going to feature lots of awesome local food. We've got some brews coming up. We're finalizing those menus, so we're happy to share in the coming weeks. But yeah, it's going to be a great time. We're really excited.
And you said tickets are on sale now, and it almost always sells out.
Yeah, so, we've sold out a couple years in a row, so tickets are on sale. You can purchase them at the Welcome Center. We're located at 301 State Street in downtown St. Joe, or actually online through the Mendel or their box office.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So, all right, anything else to wrap up?
Of course, you can always visit us at stjitterday.com or visit us on Facebook to see what's happening. This is only just a sneak peek what we gave you. And then also you can stop in the Welcome Center, which again is located at 301 State Street, right on the corner of State and Pleasant in downtown St. Joe.
That's the Wow Factor for Thursday from St. Joseph Today. Daniel Crevier, thanks for coming in and talking with
us. Thanks, Jay.